Hi, I'm Matt Starr. You're listening to NITV Radio. Welcome to our daily COVID update for Western New South Wales and regional Victoria for Friday, the 10th of September. New South Wales has reported a new record high of 1,542 new cases of community transmission to 8 p.m. last night. This is in addition to 9 deaths. The record comes on the same day that Premier Gladys Berejiklian has announced that the state government's daily 11 a.m. COVID press conferences would be coming to an end from next week. Berejiklian has, however, reassured people that the same information would still be released daily through videos and infographics. Deputy Premier John Barilaro made comments about what the regional New South Wales LGA lockdown lifts would mean for communities on the New South Wales-Queensland border. He confirmed that he'd been in discussion with Queensland's Deputy Premier Stephen Miles looking to establish a border bubble arrangement. The Western New South Wales Local Health District has recorded 28 new cases, 18 in Dubbo, 6 in Googong, 3 in Bourke and 1 in Blaney. State Member for Dubbo Dougald Saunders has expressed concern once again at dwindling rates of COVID testing. There were just 2,400 tests taken across the district to 8 p.m. last night, with Dubbo seeing under 1,000 daily tests for the first time in weeks. For Bathurst and Orange, there are Super Saturday mass vaccination clinics running from 9 a.m. until 7 p.m. this Saturday, September 11th. The clinic in Orange will be Pfizer only at the DPI building in Prince Street. In Bathurst, at the Bathurst Memorial Entertainment Centre, both AstraZeneca and Pfizer will be available. That's tomorrow, Saturday, September 11th, from 9 until 7 in both Bathurst and Orange. The Far West Local Health District has recorded 5 new cases, 3 in Wilcannia and 2 in Broken Hill. On to Victoria, where there have been 334 new locally acquired cases overnight, the second consecutive record-breaking day for the current outbreak. The Melbourne suburb of Coburg also saw the death of a man in his 70s. Shepparton had no new cases, whereas the rest of regional Victoria saw 4 new cases. Those were in Gippsland, Mitchell Shire, Kinglake, and Bacchus Marsh. That's all for today's update. I'm Matt Starr. For more information and the latest COVID updates, please go to our NITV Radio website.